Yes, I'm live. And make sure after this show, you log on to DoggyDiamondsNoFilter.com where you can find everything Doggy Diamonds, from the merch to entering your email to get future email blasts to videos that you might have missed in the audio version of this podcast, because I do have a podcast. Also, I have a contact form. If you want to contact me via the contact form, you can. I'd rather you contact me on Instagram, but whatever is, you know, easier for you to do. Also, for $100, I'll promote your content on my Twitter, Facebook, Insta Stories, YouTube community, Threads, and DoggyDiamondsNoFilter.com. Hit me up on Instagram at DoggyDiamonds for your promo. Serious inquiries only. Listen, man, and if you need advice on your brand, you need consultation on what you should do next, you have ideas, but you're not sure what direction you could go to, you want to ask me the questions? Book your consultation session with Doggy Diamonds. Hit me up on Instagram at Doggy Diamonds. Must be Cash App ready. Let's get to it. What's up, everybody, man? I'm Doggy Diamonds. This is Doggy Diamonds TV, man. This is Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. I just came here. Just really kicking with y'all because I was tripping off something because, you know, being a DJ, coming from the DJ standpoint of the culture, that was my first entry into the culture. But I didn't never do an industry party. Most I've done was house party and block parties. And I remember being in house parties and certain people hook up that never hooked up. You know, this girl might have told me she liked me and I didn't really know that she liked me, but she had the heart to say she liked me in this party. And I was just thinking like, yo, a lot of wild stuff be going on in these parties, man. And of course, I've been to an industry party, and I've been to a few of them. Most of the time, it was after parties from performances. But this one particular party that I was in was the Higher Learning premiere party, and I remember being in there, and everything was all good. They was performing in the party, but it was a particular time in the party where I saw something, and I'm like, I told the story before, so you know I ain't capping. But it was a particular time in the party where I saw something, and I was like, I'm out. And I had to be like 15 to 16. So when I was going to these parties, I wasn't even really able to go in there because I was a minor and I wasn't able to drink. But I would go in anyway. And I remember just being around and seeing stuff and just being like, I mean, what the hell is going on in here? But I didn't know that this was industry standard. I didn't know that this is what took place. So at any given time, you'd be in these industry parties and it'd just be regular, you know, regular degular, you know, everybody standing around really building and mingling. Now they call them mixers now too, you know. So if anybody say, hey, come to this mixer, a lot of mixing going on. So you'll be in there and you'll see stuff and you'll be like, yo, what's going on? Like, and you got the option to stay there and partake, or you can leave. Me, I chose to leave. I remember being in there, and everything was all good. You know, I saw, this is so long ago, Jhené had Hey Mr. DJ out. It was the Higher Learning premiere party, so you know that was a long time ago. And I was a minor, and I was in there. And I remember everything was all good, and these three dudes came in, and now that I think back, was it the Right Said Fred dudes that came in? I don't know, because it could have been them, I'm too sexy for my, you know what I'm saying? Because even to me, this song was funny, but they was like, you know, super, super fun boy to me, you know what I'm saying? So I remember them coming in, and they had like on these skirts, dead ass, and I was like, remember tapping my cousin like, yo, we out. But mind you, it's hundreds of people there. But just me seeing that, nah, because this, you know, when it started getting a little late, I don't know what's going on. You know, when you go to premiere parties, it's different because the premiere might be like 7, after party like 9. It's starting to get like 10 o'clock. I don't know what happened. You know, I don't know if I'm on some Dusk to Dawn party or something, everybody turning to vampires or something. I don't know. I ain't had no steak or nothing. So I'm out. You know what I'm saying? So maybe it's I'm too sexy for me. But I know they had on skirts. Like, from their waist to like their ankles. It wasn't even no mini skirts or nowhere. It was skirts. So I'm like, I'm out. That ain't my thing. But everybody stayed. You know what I'm saying? I saw Lorenz Tate in there. I saw Patra in there. I saw LL Cool J was in there. It was a lot of people there. You know what I'm saying? But I just remember like, nah, yo, back to the block with this. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm still, at that time in my life, I'm still drinking 40s. You know what I'm saying? I'm still drinking E&J and stuff like that. So it's like, yo, nah, I'm ghost. So when I started thinking about it, I said, yo, this party thing is really, really big in this industry. And I started wondering why the party is such a big thing. Because most of the time, it's not really a celebration for anything. But is everybody gathering? It's not like it's album releases, because you don't really hear album release parties no more. You don't really hear about anything like that. But it's always the who's. Now, imagine, fam, you up in a party and you look over there and you see Al Sharpton over there. You really want to go around the way and be like, yeah, I was in the party. The nigga Al Sharpton was there. And you know people going to look at you like, fuck, you was in the party with Al Sharpton for? You know what I'm saying? Like, really think about that. Like, if you go on a party and you see Al Sharpton, you staying in that party? Like, you Al Sharpton? I ain't partying with no Al Sharpton. Because, you know, when you go in, you might see the who's who. And you be like, oh, yo, they going to say this. Al Sharpton? Nah, I'm going. I ain't come to no party to be with no Al Sharpton. Just really think about that shit. You in a party, you seen that video of Al Sharpton dancing, and he start doing that, and the floor open, and it's Al Sharpton? Nah, I ain't come to the party for that, fam. When I used to go to industry parties, I used to see the who's who, and I used to have cards. So I used to be like, you know, hey, my name is, you know, Doggy Diamonds, and I got a studio. And I used to try to network like that. But went in the network, and I used to realize that nobody was interested in really networking. When you go there, a lot of people was there. I don't really know what they was there for. So I'm like, this is just really weird. And then you just start seeing people like, what they doing together? So you start seeing, like you might watch your favorite sports team. So you go to a party and you see Ron Harper there with Yo-Yo. And you like, fuck is Ron Harper and Yo-Yo doing together? You know what I'm saying? It just was just like that. So you'll be going there and be like, yo, what the hell is going on? Like, how do these people know each other? And then there's always was somebody there wilding. You know what I'm saying? I remember going to parties, seeing Queen Pimp wilding. Yo, what the fuck is... Because you know when you go and you see fucking a party in the party, if it's ran on through, you're like, oh, shit, Queen Pimp. But then you go in there, you see her swinging on shit. Like, yo, Queen Pimp was in there wilding. And I forget she from East New York. But imagine that. I remember Zab Judah wilding. I'm like, yo, I'm here to try to bag something and get my little networking on. But it's something going on. It's something in this atmosphere that I don't know about. You know, it's people that I wouldn't put together that's together. It's athletes with people that you wouldn't even know they know. Because if you're a star athlete in like Arizona, how you in a New York party hanging with people that fuck they doing together? Where they know each other from? And they'll be laughing and joking. Ain't nobody dancing. Anybody just standing around. And it's just weird. And I was just like, yo, nah. That's when my days of doing this, I ain't doing this. I ain't popping out because something is weird. And, you know, respectfully, you in the party, right? Now, it's things that go through your mind because you smell reefer. I like to say reefer still. You smell reefer. Then you might smell something a little different. And you be like, That ain't reefer they smoking. Somebody smoking a super duper somewhere. Like, somebody smoking something different. You know, you see people drinking all types of stuff. But then you in a party, and you look across the room, or you go into the other side, let's walk over there. So you walk over there with one of the homies. And as you walk in, you going through the crowd, you're pardon me, you walk in, and then you bump into this. What do you do? You bump into this. I'm scared to death now. Mike is in the party. And he has some candy. And he looked mad. I gotta go. Mike is in there with candy. He has some candy. And he looked mad. Yo, Mike, I ain't do that shit. Imagine that. You see, this is what was going on in the parties. Yo, Mike is in there. And he had candy. And he don't look too happy with me. Now, I don't want to smile. I don't even want to look his way. Because if he decides to swing on me, I'm going to have to just get hit. Just really think about that, though. And this was what was going on in the parties. At any given time, you was liable to see anything in the party. I was in a party one time, and Busta Rhymes was in there. He had like 5 bodyguards. And I went to talk to them, and they was like, hey. I'm like, why is Busta in here with bodyguards? This is a party. Everybody in this party is somebody. It ain't no, this is not a general admission party. So I seen a lot of wild stuff. Now, what prompted this live, this topic? We already know that Diddy was adamant about partying with Fab. Adamant about that. Adamant. Yeah, but we never partied together, Daddy. I'm like, ooh, never partied together. Like, nigga. If we both had a cup of cranberry juice somewhere and music was playing, nigga, we party. That was good enough for me. What kind of partying you want to do? Just really think about that. If we were somewhere at an event and I had a cranberry and you had what you had and it was music playing, we party. So I don't know where we go from there. Like, I don't drink or smoke. I ain't smoking no cigar. I ain't doing none of that. So if we had some cranberry, what do you want to do? I'm good. So when I was thinking about it, I was like, yo, they really adamant about these parties, certain invite onlys. They even have some parties where you got to sign an NDA. Did you know that? Some parties, you got to sign an NDA before you go in. You can't go in a party unless you sign an NDA. No cameras. No filming. They might have Johnny Nunez there to film for Getty Images. But he knows, obviously, what to film and not film. But it was a particular time at a party. And I don't know if y'all saw this footage. It was a particular time at a party. Obviously, somebody was filming, and the parties involved in the party had no idea. Are we going to go through this? I know y'all saw this, but maybe I didn't really understand what y'all was looking at. But we're going to go through this really quick, and I'm going to show y'all something. It was very deep. So this is a party that took place. Now, all of these people that you're going to see on the screen is looking at something. Now, look, you're going to see dude looking. We got caught. Then you see this right here is Trey Songz. He see the camera out. He like, yo, alerting them that they're being filmed. Watch him. Yo, look at him. He's alerted. That's Odell Beckham Jr. What was he doing? That's Justin Bieber. What was he doing? Come on, let's look at Trey Songz. He's like, yo, they filming. Yo, look at his face. So when he say ayo, that's not an ayo of, yo, look at the camera, say cheese. It's like, yo, look how concerned his face is. All right, now look, I'm going to stop this. That's Justin Bieber, right? Look where his head is at. You seen that? Is he zipping up his zipper over there? Is that Odell Beckham zipping up his zipper? Why a dude stuck his tongue out? Like, oh, it's going down. Where's Justin Bieber? Why is he looking at the camera like that? Look at him. Ah, ha, ha. Yo. Now, I'm going to try to play it, but I don't want to get the audio to get me crazy. But I'm going to show y'all. Listen to Trey Songz. Watch. What is Odell Beckham Jr. doing? Why is Justin Bieber's face look pissed off? What is he doing? Why does he seem like he grabbed himself by his crotch area? Like he's, what is he doing? Listen. What are they all looking at? Why is he sticking his tongue out? So, what the? Yo. I don't even know what to say. You see it for yourself. You see Trey Songz like, hey, yo. And he like. That was a long time ago, too. But I never, if a man is standing there, why is he looking at the camera like, what? Why is Trey Songz alerting them? Because you can see the concern on his face. You can see Trey Songz is like, yo. So when people say, yo, this happened, this could be happening, y'all could decode that and decipher that shit for yourself, but I know what I think I'm seeing. I don't even know what to say no more. I think the show is over. But I'm just saying. What did you just see? You got athletes. It's okay. Some of these dudes we seen in some of the wildest compromised positions, weird pictures, they hanging with each other. They doing all types of shit that we just like, yo, fuck is Odell Beckham Jr. doing? Like, why is he always this, that? You know, you understand what I'm saying? We always like, yo, what is he doing? Why is Odell, if you play football, you know, I'm not saying don't go out and hang out, but you play football, fam, like, okay, so let me put this together. Odell Beckham Jr., who's playing for the New York Giants, with Trey Songz, y'all know what they, you know, we heard some wild shit about Trey Songz, with Justin Bieber and the nigga head in his lap. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. There's no way on this earth I would never get caught in a compromised position like that, because I just wouldn't be in a position like that. You wouldn't even be able to think that. I wouldn't even give you room to say, yo. And what was they doing for Trey Songz to say, hey, yo! Why did he alert them? Why did he say, yo? Because obviously whoever was filming, they knew who it was. That's one. Two, it wasn't somebody that they could take the camera from or slap the camera from. So to me, honestly, that was some humiliation shit. And they all was involved. Because what was filmed before we actually saw what really, we don't really know the full capacity of that film. So what they do, they'll be like, yo, look, I'm going to let this little piece out. But you going to XYZ, and if you don't, we going to let this whole video out. This is what I'm saying. So we know what we saw, and then out of nowhere, remember, like, not trying to be funny, but respectfully, just remember one time, one side of, whatchamacallit, Justin Bieber face wasn't even working. Remember? That wasn't too long ago. So what the hell is going on? What's take, like, nah, fam. Nah. Nah. Then remember, Justin Bieber used to hang with Mayweather tough. He used to hang with Mayweather real tough. And then one day he was just like, he can't hang with him no more. Like, he need to, you know, stay away from that energy and all that. It's like, huh? What the fuck was you doing with him anyway? Like, we think about the fucking welterweight champion of the world with Justin Bieber? When the fuck wasn't Justin Bieber a kid? Wasn't he always a kid? Fuck y'all hanging with Justin Bieber for? He should be hanging with your kids. Something ain't right. Something ain't right. And like I said, with me, I know what I see. I know what I saw. And I know what's going on. And they could cap all they want. And you got to remember, see, Mayweather don't drink or smoke. Nope. But now look at this, though, right? You don't see nobody over them pulling, they, you know, telling them. So they, I believe that these individuals succumb to this type of activity. And then it's just them now. Because you don't see nobody doing certain shit and making them do that shit. You understand what I'm saying? They doing that shit on their own. You know what I'm saying? They doing that shit on their own. And, man, oh, man. Make some phone calls. Hold on, let me make a phone call. Hold on. Answer. They always call me after the fact. They gonna call me back. I could call some other people. But for those, and I do stuff like this, and this is a this don't have to be a prophecy, but this is just a warning, right? If you choose to be in this industry and you want to get to certain levels, let your talent, your skill, your negotiation skills advance you. Never let people be able to have leverage over you based on you doing shit you don't have no business doing. Never put yourself in a position where people can hold something over your head, where these things like this could come back and bite you. Many of you have talent, have skills. You want to enter this industry. You might want to go to the party because it might be people that you want to meet. It might be said DJ you've been trying to get your music to. You might want to do that. But never put yourself in a position where you either going to be on film, on camera, because remember, once we see certain shit, that's it. We not going to unsee it. You're tagged. When you go there with a mission. Now, what was the last event I was invited to a Glorilla event? And I was like, nah, I'm good on that. But if it was somebody that I wanted to see, this is how they trick you too. What they do is they say, let's meet. Come to this party. Let's have a drink and let's talk. Now, my problem in this industry for the last 20-something years has been this. I don't drink. You don't smoke? I don't smoke. So what's happening is they don't have a way to get me in. Because what they do is they use drinking, smoking, and drugs as our way to bond. You can't get me in with that. You don't drink? Nah, I don't drink. Come on, man. Have a drink with me, man. Yo, I don't drink. You gonna drink with... Listen. What you're not going to do is tell me what I'm going to do. I'm telling you, I don't drink. And I'm not having a drink with nobody. So you just chill. I don't drink. You don't smoke? Remember, I went on Drink Champs. I didn't drink. I don't drink. I don't care where I'm at. I'm going to be me when I walk in any room. I'm not coming in this room to sit down and blend in with the room. No, I'm Doggy Diamonds who don't drink and smoke. So when I go in somewhere... I'm still Doggy Diamonds that don't drink and smoke. I'm not going to go in there and say, I'm going to take a drink with y'all. So after 20-something years of not drinking, I'm going to take a drink with people that I don't drink. Shit, I could have took a drink with women. I could have took drink with my exes or my family. So at the end of it all, I don't drink. So you got to find another way to, I don't want to say lure me in, but you got to find another way to get me to come. So they try to use what could be your weakness to lure you in. You know, come have a drink. Come smoke with me. I got good smoke over here. That's cool, but I don't smoke. You don't even smoke cigars? Listen, I never even smoked them powder cigarettes when I was little. I don't smoke. What is the other reason that you're trying to get me out to this event? Because I'm not coming here for drinking. I'm not coming here for smoking. I don't want no cigars. I don't do pills. I don't do anything. So what other reason are you trying to get me to come to this party? Now, if you say, listen, come to the party because I want you to meet such and such, that's something different. So what I will do, I will pull up, meet the individual, we talk our BI, then I'm out. Because when I'm in these settings, being that I'm completely sober, everything looks different. Everything is moving like this. You know, you really able to look at the terrain and say, oh shit, this is wild. You know what I'm saying? This is wild. Then when you get there, they're just like, yo, this is how they test you. Ali Vegas told you one way. Then they test you with the way when they start getting their nose dirty, they start doing shit. And then they ask you, never forget this shit. Then they ask you, yo, you want to hit this? Depending on what you say is whether you're invited back or they know you can be trusted. Because everybody's going to do something that they don't mind if it get out. What did Irv Gotti say on his first drink chance? Yo, you know who could do some drugs? And they was like, who? He was like, yo, that nigga Diddy could do some drugs. Really think about that. So when we saw him, thank you, Midget Mike, for supporting my independent voice. So when we saw him running around on Halloween as the Joker just laughing, my nigga, you in custody mode. You understand what I'm saying? So you want to be in this culture. You want to be in this business. You want to get money. You don't have to go and partake in certain things. You go there with your agenda. You go there, and if you succumb to the room, now you're going to succumb to the room. Now they're going to turn you to a custody fun boy or fun boy custody. Or you just might be the woman that they want to pass around. You might just be the dude that everybody, you know, you could try him. You could do this. You understand what I'm saying? It's a lot that goes on. Go there with your agenda. Don't go there to say, yo, I'm going to get right. I'm going to get hot. Don't go there for that. Don't go there for that because it's available. A house party around the way. They do that shit in the house party. Now imagine dudes in the house party smoking a little dirt bum ass reefer, right? But imagine you go into this industry shit and they got a magnum bottles of Ace of Spade and all that. It was all to fuck with you. So you gotta go there with your agenda or don't go. Now that I don't drink or smoke, it's hard to get me to be in these settings because a good time is not having a drink to me. That's not having a good time. A good time is not smoking. So I even to this day, I have people say, yo, pop out. We gonna have some good drinks. We got some good smoke. I'm like, what's the one thing that people never offer you? One thing that people never offer you is opportunity. They never say pop out because I was thinking this. Yo, let's just meet up and let's all, you know, brainstorm on this idea I have. It's always some festive shit. And no work get done. So we have people that's like, let's have a meeting to have another meeting. I don't want to do that. And I was talking to my man Tajo today. I said, one of our problems is that we always want to have meetings. We always want to do this. I said, it's people that have that done $1 billion of business right over the phone, right over Zoom, right over email. They're sending paperwork over. They're signing PDFs. They're doing that. We always want to get together and get some liquor and get some weed and get some food and party, but we never handle the business. Let's handle the business. Let's close on some stuff. Let's put some things together. Let's close on it. And then when we close, we sign the paperwork, and then we could get together and say, yo, Let's celebrate. Let's go get some chicken. You know what I'm saying? Let's y'all do what y'all do, but let's go celebrate it. Will we be celebrating without the business? That's one of our major problems. We always celebrate. You got motherfuckers who get up every day just to fail. You are a professional failure. You smoked 16 cigarettes today. You drank mad liquor today. You smoke mad weed today and you ain't accomplished shit, but you celebrating. I hate meetings, fam. Everybody who know me, if you say, yo, let's say they already know, nah, he not going to come. I'm saying, what are we meeting for? We don't got to meet. That's like asking me out on a date, nigga. It's not our job to wake up every day and celebrate failure. What the fuck did you do today? You know, you might have went to work. Feet hurt, that corn been tearing you up. You come home, you might light your little J, kick back, and you or you sit back in the tub, you know what I'm saying? And you like your little J and you chilling. Niggas get up and start smoking. Wake and bake. Going to get ice. What are you celebrating? What are you celebrating? These billionaires be on fucking Zoom, man. They be on Zoom. Closing billion-dollar deals. Planning your future or planning to take your future from you. And they never even been in the same room. Don't even know what each other. Breath smell like cologne, underarms, none of that. But us, I want to have a... I remember a nigga said to me, yo, I want to have a sit-down with you. Fuck you think you are, Tommy Spagnuolo? Yeah, I want to have a sit-down with you. Fuck out, nigga. I don't do meetings. What? What you want to talk about? We can do that shit over the phone. We got these... Everybody got a damn $1,000 device in their hand, but don't even make $1,000 a week. Make it make sense. You know what I'm saying? Make it make sense. So a lot of times for me, I'll be like, yo, I got this idea. Let's put the idea together. Let's make it happen. Email. Let's email each other. Let's send, you know, ideas back and forth. Me and Tajo jump in virtual reality. We jump on the Oculus and be like, yo, look at this. It's ways for us to communicate that we always don't have to be festive, because the festivities start to interfere with the actual work getting done. What is our common ground? What brings us together? It can't be drinking. It can't be smoking. It can't be chicks. It can't be dudes. It can't be none of that shit. Yo, how are we going to get some money? How are we going to change our life? How are we going to change our situation? And that's the wildest shit. That's the wildest shit. So we don't really have a way to get up without trying to be festive. That's why so many dudes... We out here. Out here doing what? Doing what? So now they end up in the party because they feel, yeah, nah, I gotta pop out. I gotta show my face. You know, it's gonna be mad celebs in there. But then you get in there and you see Al Sharpton jump on the floor and do the worm, you like, what am I doing in here? I don't belong in here. So that's how I be feeling. Like a lot of rooms, I'd be like, yo, I don't belong in this room. Like, because nothing is really taking place that I want to be a part of. You know, I don't want to smell cigar smoke. I don't want to smell weed smoke. I don't want to be around that, because that's just not who I am. And then for those who do that, do that. But I'm not going to be in a place where it's drug activity taking place. You know, because if I walk out the party and I smell like weed, then to the person who don't know any better, I was smoking, right? Because I smell like it. I don't even like being in positions where I could possibly smell like some shit I don't do. I don't want to be nowhere and I meet with somebody and I smell like cigarette smoke. Cigarette smoke is the worst smelling shit you can smell like. Cigar smoke is the worst odors you can have. When it get in your clothes, that shit is horrible. You know what I'm saying? That shit is horrible. But imagine you go to a party and then now you in there and you see dudes topping each other off and all that shit. Just imagine that shit. Because you see what I just showed you. You understand what I'm saying? Dudes in there topping each other off, and you're going to see some of your heroes and sheroes, and it's going to mess your head up. Because you're going to be like, yo, hold on. I ain't know you act like that when you get a little taste in you. I didn't know you act like that. And imagine you see the baddest chick that you love. You love her IG. You love her movies. You love whatever. And she pull out a goddamn cigarette and smoke it. A cigarette to me takes a 10 down to like a 4. Imagine you see the baddest chick that you think is bad, and she starts smoking a damn cigarette. You like, I ain't even know she smokes cigarettes. You understand what I'm saying? And this would be going on. And then they got a nerve to be selective about who can get in there. They got a nerve. They got a nerve to have like a list. You sign it in. What the fuck I got to sign a non-disclosure agreement for? Why do I got to go into a party and I can't say what I saw? I can't tell who was there. I'm signing shit. You going in there. This nigga fucking telling Meek Mill he going to fucking hug him and humping on niggas and shit. Like, you think I want to see that shit? Imagine your favorite rapper who you think is a street rapper and you go on a fucking party and there's some dude humping on him, playing. Who the fuck play like that? This ain't my kind of party. If he come over here with that shit, I'm putting him. He gonna be looking up at the sky, straight like that. Yo, fam, I don't know how y'all play, but I don't play like that. I don't play like that. You know what I'm saying? And this is what's going on. And for you to be in these rooms with these billionaires, because for some reason, dudes like saying they party with billionaires, right? But what good is it party? What good is partying with a billionaire? You're not no fucking billionaire. So what I'm partying with you for? You gonna put me onto some bread? You got some business? All right, we can do all that. You could put me onto shit. But if one of the prerequisites to you putting me onto something is being to hump me and play with me, I don't need that shit. I'm just going to get it how I live. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to work a little harder, work a little smarter. Shit, I go work at Target. I do anything. But you're not going to be humping me. You're not going to be playing with me in this manner that I don't let people play with me because I'm a man. You know what I'm saying? I don't let men play with me like that. And for some reason, they have a way of thinking shit is funny. And they naturally just hump on each other. They think that shit is funny. You seen what the Jalen Green dude, the basketball player was acting like he was blowing his man back out, and they got up laughing. I'm like, who the fuck play like that? Who play like that? So why would I be in a party with like Bob Kraft, the owner of? Oh yeah, I was with Bob Kraft yesterday. Like, fuck you was doing with Bob Kraft? Why are y'all coming to get me and put me in a helicopter and I get out of jail? What am I doing with billionaires if they don't have, we don't have no business? Because I'm going to be real with you. I'm not into hanging with niggas. I just don't hang with people. Like, yo, what you doing? Ain't shit. Now, I always got something to do. I don't care. You could be the baddest female. Like, what are you doing? I'm going to find something to do. Because people are in something to do. People shouldn't be like, yo, I'm bored. I'm pulling up. I'm bored. What we doing? I'm bored. You bored? I ain't something to fucking do. You better go read a book or something. Get you a hobby. I'm not something to do. I'm not here to cure nobody's boredom. So I'm not going to be in a party. And in order for me to get on your jet, in order for me to get certain passes, you playing with me in a way that, who the fuck play like that though? Like, could we play, could you find something else humorous? Don't get too crazy because I'm going to snuff you. But could you find something else that's humorous to you? I don't know. You can't do mother jokes with me because I'm going to snuff you. You can't say stung because I'm going to snuff you. You can't say these nuts because I'm going to snuff you. You can't say my dick because I'm going to snuff you. I don't know how to play. I don't know how to play with dudes. We don't play. You know, real men, we don't play with each other. We might have a little inside joke. But it ain't never going to be nothing sexual. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm going to hug you from behind. You going to hug who? Well, that shit at your own risk. I'm telling you, you could do it. You know what I'm saying? You can do it. But this is what I have to allow you to do. To party with you, because you have money, and I want to be amongst these people because that so-called increases my value because I'm in the room with people. Then you start seeing niggas, they start looking all sick and skinny and shit. Their hair look crazy. Like, I be looking at some dudes like, yo, hold on. You ain't looking right. Something happened to you. You know what I'm saying? And again, when do we play like that? Even when they go in the events and the parties, where the girls be? Don't let me see you be in a party and I see something that I'm like, oh shit, they go. Oh nah, I'm on that. I ain't gonna be hanging with Bradshaw all night drinking brewskis and he fucking playing grab ass with me. The fuck out of here. Yo, fam, yo, there's some chicks over there. I'ma holler. Just really think about that. Yo, there's some chicks over there? Oh nah, I'm over there. You over here with Bradshaw and he trying to fucking cup your cake and laughing because he got $1 billion. Fuck out of here. So that means anything that he do, because he has a certain amount of money, you willing to do it because he got money and you want to be amongst the money. And that's the problem. See, your mama, your grandmama, your elder told you, if somebody tell you to jump off the bridge, you going to do it? Every black family have heard one of the elders say, stop following behind what people do. If somebody tell you to jump off the bridge, you going to do it? Right or wrong? So it ain't no way the first time in my life, if I wasn't doing it in the hood, the first time in my life, I'm going to start hitting coke is with y'all motherfuckers in the party. The first time I do some weirdo shit is in the party with y'all. Why? Because you got money and I want to hang with you? Just really think about that. So that is what selling your soul is when you go against your morals, values, and principles for money. When you do something that you wouldn't normally do for money. See, for me, I just ain't into certain shit. I'm supposed to be, you know, I'm supposed to be in the spot with them. Yeah. Yeah, this, that. Yo. Yo, this, that big comfy couch we smoking. You know what I'm saying? No, I don't smoke, nigga. I don't give a fuck what y'all do. When I was on Drink Chance, I didn't even eat past a certain time. They was in a restaurant called Carbones, I believe, in Miami. Sirloin steak, lobster tail. You should have saw that table. That's why you heard the plates clinking. They was in there eating lovely, big lobsters. I'm like, yo, I don't eat this late. Just there on my discipline. That's all I got is my discipline. And how could I break my discipline for opportunity to be on television? I'm going to break my discipline. I'm going to go outside of who I am to sit in a room with people to fit in. Not the kid. I'll bow out before I break who I am. I don't give a fuck where we at. Again, I'm me. Doggy Diamonds. Doggy Diamonds. You said Doggy Diamonds in the building. Yup, I'm here. I don't drink. I don't smoke. And I don't even eat this late. That's it. They're like, yo, come on, man. Have a steak. I don't eat steak. Almost make it seem like I'm a grumpy ass spoiled sport. But yo, I'm not gonna be outside of who I am to fit in the room. The room has to adapt to me. When I come in the room gets vibrant. Not saying it wasn't. Josh, thank you for supporting my independent voice. Not saying it wasn't before because there was some good people in that room. But when I step in this room, now this room changes. This whole aura of this room changed. This whole aura of this room changed. I don't come to fucking fit in. I come to stand out. I'm me. You know, I can't be tucked away. I can't be, you know, silenced or any. That's why the interview went well. That's why I went in there and I'm able to control the talking points and all that, because I'm coming in there as me. I'm coming in there. I done fasted. I did mad push-ups. I walked in there like, yo, this is it. I got tunnel vision. I'm in here. I know what the mission was to show how intelligent I was on a higher scale. Many of the people know, many of you know, but I walked in there and said, this is my shining moment to show my intelligence. And that was the mission going in the room. I didn't go in there willy-nilly. What are we doing? What are we talking about? Yeah, pass the reefer. I'm going to smoke. Oh, fuck it. I'll take a drink. No, that wasn't the mission. The mission is that, yo, family, your whole family is watching you. Everybody is watching you. Motherfuckers is mad at you. People are angry. A bitch-ass nigga I had with me there, I ain't speak to him since that day. He was so mad at me because he was dirty macking this chick the whole time that I don't even want. Facts. I ain't speak to him since that day. So I go in there and I got a mission. My mission is, yo, I'm going to represent Doggy Diamonds like no other. This is that moment. This is the shit. This is the night you stayed up and cried for. This is them late nights. This is everything right here. This is your moment. Go in there. Take your moment. I go in there. Phew. All in. What we talking about? Mad quotables. Because I was sharp. I don't go in there so somebody could get me bent and now I'm off because I'm doing shit that I don't got no business doing. I'm eating steak. I'm eating certain shit. I'm eating seafood. I don't eat none of that shit. So I'm in there and now I'm off kilter because y'all was able to throw me off. You was able to throw my whole, you know what I'm saying, my whole shit off. You was able to throw my whole shit off. And that's what it's all about. So when you go to these parties, you go to these events, have your mission. You're going to have your little drinky drink. Have your little drink. You smoke, smoke. What is the mission? What are you there for? If you there to get your tush played with, they're going to play with your tush. That's a given. If you there to get your tush played with, your tush going to get played with. This is a fact. If you there to be in the room with people, you're going to get that too. It was a part in Drink Champs where they look at your sneakers, right? And if you don't got on the right sneakers, they take your sneakers off and throw them. But they give you the money for new sneakers. So they came and said, let me see your sneakers. Because if your sneakers ain't right, we throwing them. I don't know if they had it. And I said, you throw my sneakers, it's going to be a brawl in this month. Ain't nobody taking shit off my feet. So I don't care what y'all normally do, but today, that game is over. I'm not playing that game. Again, I'm not here to play games. I'm in here at the highest elevation of thought that I can have. Whatever you have for me, I'm ready. I'm ready. Funny thing. That day, I felt like I was going to pass out because I didn't really eat a lot that day. I was fasting and drank a lot of water, but I wasn't feeling well. But I promise you, I swear, when I walked in that room, everything just changed because I had a mission. You know what I'm saying? I had a mission. I had on some good sneakers, but I'm like, yo, we ain't, y'all throw who sneakers? Shit, try to take my shit off and throw them if you want. It's going to be a brawl in here. I'm telling you. Ain't throwing my shit. You know what I'm saying? But I had a mission. And the thing is, when you go in there on respect and you stand on respect and you a man or you a woman of respect, then you can go in there as you. They not going to pass you no drinks. They not going to, yo, come on. They not going to play you like that because they know they can't break you. You sharp. You understand what I'm saying? You sharp. You ain't going to go in there and say, you know what, man? I ain't drink since 2001, but this is what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to drink with y'all. Ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen. So quiet is kept. You know, we working out some future episodes for me. You know what I'm saying? For me to go back a couple of more times, you know, because I am who I am. I'm going to stand who I am. Listen, I'm going to win. how I am or I'm going to lose how I am. But I just know I get to be who I get to be me. So when you and you stop trying to play this chameleon, oh, I can adapt to any room, I could go in any circle, you're supposed to be able to do that, but you have a mission in there. If your mission is to go in there and close the deal, it's times, like even with an interview, right? Say I'm interviewing somebody, right? When I have, the interview is done in my head already. For people who know me personally know that I don't write nothing down, absolutely nothing. I don't write anything down. I had to write the list of the top 50, but I normally don't write nothing down. That's the only thing I got written down. It's the only note I have. Everything with me is on cap because my brain works like a computer. I put shit in certain files, and when I got to dig in that file, I'll dig in that file and pull it out. How I do that shit, I have no idea. It's just a skill. It's just a skill and gift that I had, right? So if I'm interviewing somebody, they say, oh, you interviewing, you know, say you're interviewing J. Cole tomorrow. See, I'm interviewing J. Cole. J. Cole, oh shit, damn. All right, I know what I'm going to ask him. I already know the interview is done. That's how I know when people are lying. Because I know how to read body language. I know how to read facial expression. You ask somebody something 2-3 times, if they top lip move a certain way, oh, that's how his lip move when he lied. Let me ask him again. Let me ask him the truth. Let me ask him something that's the truth. That I know is undisputed. Okay, I asked him that. The lip didn't move. Okay, let me ask him something else. Oh, he lying. The lip moved. Let me ask him the truth again. It didn't move. Let me ask him something else. It moved. Ask him something else. It moved. Oh, that's how, when he lies, that's what he do. So that's how I know when somebody's lying. You can't lie to me. You can't. I already know. I already know when somebody's lying. I read body language, all that shit. I be like, oh, this nigga capping. It's just something you pick up. So even like I've been in relationships and shit, I mean, like, man, you fucking lying. How you lying? Because you blink. You blink hard when you lie. That's how you can detect. Or people start moving their hands. Like when you see people talking to you and they doing too much with their hand, they lying. It's their nervous condition. They have to do something. When you telling the truth, you just be calm. What's all this moving shit about? What's all this nervous energy about? Either you uncomfortable. Why are you uncomfortable? You should be comfortable as hell. You telling the truth. What you uncomfortable for? Just, you know. So that's why when I do interviews, the interview is already done in my head. I already know. When I used to do interviews, when I was in the Viacom building, they used to say, yo, you stop at the same time. How do you ask the last question at like the 44-minute mark? I said, I don't know. It's just the flow of how it's going. I know when it's time to stop. I know when it's time to, yo, okay, I got everything that I got. Midget Mike, that's throwing off the topic. But, you know, I don't want to talk about no rapper who's not going to get no airplay in my car. It's another time. So I'm really doing this for y'all to show y'all what happens, show you what you can encounter. But go, you know, don't be afraid. Stop always worried about just selling my soul and my soul. Let me tell you something. Sometimes you don't have anything anybody want. Let me just be real with you. Sometimes you don't have anything anybody want. So you don't have anything to be fearful of. But you got to think my microphone is getting, that's what's happening. The microphone is getting lower because the damn cord was messing with. I'm like, yo, why sound like I'm low? I'm sitting here adjusting stuff. So what I'm telling you is, you go in these rooms as yourself. You go in there with a mission. You go in there. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. You there for a mission. You there because you wanted to network with somebody. And remember, sometimes showing face is just that. If you go to an event, say it's such and such celebration, you want to go pop out. You make sure they see you, and then you can leave. So you go to the event, and you might be going to such and such album release, and you'll feel bad if you didn't show up because you always say how you support. You go there, yo, what's up? I'm in the building. And just like that, poof, he's gone. You don't got to stay. You don't got to be all in the mix. You know, if that's not your crowd, that's not your thing, that's it. Some parties you might go in, it might not be no tush play. It might not be. Sometimes you might sense danger. Sometimes it might be a little dangerous. Sometimes you might see rowdy dudes. You might just sense that it's not the right atmosphere. You don't feel 100% safe. You could leave. That don't make you pussy. That makes you smart. And a lot of times we keep trying to prove shit to people that don't love us. I don't try to prove nothing to people who don't love me. Because the people who love me, whatever I decide to do, they still going to love me. They not going, oh, you made it home safe? Oh, you a bitch. Who's going to say that? You know what I'm saying? Yo, you going to the party and it jumped off and you bounced. Oh, you ain't staying get shot? Oh, you a sucker. People who love you don't say that. You know what I'm saying? People who love you say, I'm glad you made it home. Shit, because I heard about what happened. Yeah, I've been on SOBs one night. That shit got shot up. I was in there. Like, what the? You understand what I'm saying? But if you let trolls, if you let online people, if you let other people tell you about you, then you will forget who you really are. How the fuck you going to tell me about me? How you going to try to read me or get me told and tell me what I am and what I ain't? Like, I got some bozo in the other comments saying, oh, didn't you say you have a Haitian cousin? I never said that. What are you talking about? But you got to let bozos bozo. You know what I'm saying? You got to let bozos bozo, because people will always try to tell you about you. And I have to remind people sometimes, yo, you know you don't know me, right? You know you don't know me, right? You know you just only know me from YouTube, right? But you know you don't know me, right? Just like I don't know you. I can't tell by your typing whether, you know, because people will gaslight you and say shit to you and be like, oh, you mad. Why? Because I cursed or I typed in capitals? I'm not mad. I'm sitting here chilling and shit. Like, I'm calm. I still think you a bitch. But I ain't mad. That's not anger because I think you a bitch. When this shit go off, when I shut down, I don't sit here and think about that shit after the fact. I'm on to the next one. I'm in the room trying to download these drums and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like this is not it for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's other shit going on. I'm like, damn, should I go back to the gym? Damn, should I do such and such? And again, you gotta really, really know who you are. If you know who you are, can't nobody tell you nothing different about you. And that's really what all I'm saying. Like, when you go to these events, you go to these parties, man, you feel uncomfortable, you leave. If you going with somebody, you driving in a car, and then they, you know what I'm saying? Because there's some people that you could be driving with. Some people, let me just keep it real with you, and this is very, very important, and this is something that we all should know. Some people that you might go out with just don't know how to act. They don't know how to act. You know, when you're going with them, it's a possibility you're going to be fighting by the end of the night because they don't know how to act. Hold on. Rasheem, thank you for the Cash App. You understand what I'm saying? Don't go with them. Or some people you could go out with. Soon as they get a little taste, here they go. Fuck them niggas over there looking at. Oh, here we go. That's why I be by myself. It be me and Nina. I know Nina gonna hold me down. You know what I'm saying? That's all I need. I don't need no entourage. That's why every time you say, yo, I saw you such and such. Who I was with? Yo, you was by yourself. Exactly. Exactly. I know how to move smooth when I'm for dolo. It's some people that don't know how to act right. And it's some people, it's another thing, this is very, very, very important. It's some people that you go out with and they just don't mesh well with police. Don't get in their car. It's some people that just don't mesh well with police. They're always going to be defiant. They're always going to argue. And then sometimes the cop is always wrong. But in this particular instance, they're right. And if you just shut up, we all can leave. But because you want to run your fucking mouth and be defiant, I know my rights and all this crazy shit, now we all on the ground. And I'm fresh. Think about it, when you go to the party, you got on like Easter clothes. You fresh. You know what I'm saying? You fresh with that. You might got on some white kicks. You fresh, you went to the party. Now we all on the ground because you couldn't just calm down. I know my rights. Oh, man. Don't go with them. So I've always did shit. Who all going? Nah, I don't fuck with him. He don't know how to act. Nah. We going to be in a brawl tonight. You know what I'm saying? When I go out, I go to have fun. I go out to say, yo, who going to be there? I want to holler at him. So I don't really get a chance to holler. You know, they don't answer their DM or whatever the case may be. So I'm going to go get up, you know, holler at them in their face. Because some people, when they see you, like, I'm going to be real with you. Coco was in the room. Shout out to Coco. That's my sis. She told me, yo, you need to come to this event. I said, why? She said, because Charlamagne is hosting it. I said, word? She said, yeah, you never met Charlamagne. This would be the perfect time to meet him. I know he know who you are. You know who he is. Get up and you holler at him. So Coco got me in an event. I went in there. Soon as he saw me, oh shit, there go my nigga Doggy Diamonds. I never met him a day in my life, but he knows who I am. I know who he is from our work. We took a picture together. I was like, yo, could I get an interview with you? He said, yo, when I get some time, I'll do an interview with you. I said, yo, let me get your number. He gave me his number. 2 days later, he called me, yo, I'm going to be free tomorrow morning. Come up to the station. I'll do your interview. I'm like, oh, shit. But after I spoke to him, I bounced. I'm like, shit, I'm here, a mission accomplished. I was here to talk to him. I don't know what took place after, but I was there, spoke to him, and the interview was up. The interview was on my channel. I was like one of the first interviews for my podcast, for this show. You know what I'm saying? Back when I was in interview mode. Just like that. Yo, he was like, well, he saw me like, oh shit, there go my nigga dog. What's up? We kicked it for 10 minutes. Got his number, still got his number to this day. And that was it. I wasn't there to, you know what I'm saying, to party. I just went in there. Y'all went there. She said, yo, Charlamagne gonna be there. If he see you, I know he know you. Saw him. He came over to me. Oh shit. Just like I was in Atlanta and they had an event, the Black Effect shit. He was walking past. He stopped. Oh shit, there go my nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's what you do. You go to these events with a mission. Now, if some of you ladies might be going there and your mission is to duck somebody sick, it's available for you. You go do that. If you were there to find your new baby father, it's there. If you go there to get that, it's there. It's what you want from it. So if you don't play certain games, don't go there to play it. Because you're going to see some shit. You're going to encounter some shit. You just got to know how to handle it. You know what I'm saying? You just got to know how to handle it. So when I go play. Yo, who's who going to be there? All right, I'm going to go holler. You know what I'm saying? I go do my 1-2 thing. Yo, all right, yo, I'm out. It's getting too niggery in here. This shit is a sausage party. This is only a matter of time for these niggas start acting like they just hit a basket and start slapping each other on ass. I don't play sports, so you slap me on mine, I'm going to punch you in yours face. This whole shit bleeding. So that's, you know, again, when you go to these events, go there with your mission. Go there. Yo, I'm there for such and such. I don't give a fuck if you hear they good. It's a free open bar or you go in there because it's free food. Go what you're going for. Anything else is on you. Remember the mission. Stick to the mission. And that's many of our problem. Listen, the biggest killer of all dreams is procrastination. The biggest killer of all your dreams is procrastination. It ain't nobody else. It ain't this and that. It's procrastination. Anything you want to do, you are going to do. But sometimes you need that fuel of anger and they hating or a breakup or I'ma show them. Nah, you can't always use that sometimes. Sometimes you gotta use love and light to say, you know what? I wanna do this different. I wanna do that. Every time I speak to somebody, they always think they're gonna compete with me. I say, yo, I'm in the gym. Yeah, man, I'm about to start going to the gym. No, you're not. You know what I'm saying? No, you're not. You're just saying that. Remember, I had a partner. But what you doing? I'm playing the game. Yeah, man, I'm about to start getting into my gaming. No, you're not. I don't do stuff because I see people doing it. I do it because it was in my heart. And I don't use anger to do anything because, and I don't need, I'm not fueled by doubt either. Fuck is you? Like nobody can make me do something because of how they perceive me or not do. So who are you? You ain't, listen, you ain't important. I don't have nothing to prove to anybody. I proved everything to myself and I didn't need anything negative to prove it. Okay? I'm going to do what I'm going to do regardless. That's it. But a lot of people, you using this negative fuel, right? What happens when you don't have the negativity? You start looking for it. You start looking for problems. You start starting shit. Oh, niggas is turning their back. Niggas disloyal. Watch, I'm going to show them. So if you go through all these situations with all these people, who's the common denominator? See me? I take accountability for everything. Even if I dealt with a bunch of scumbags, which I did, I still dealt with them. It's something in me that they saw that they could be a scumbag with me, right? It's something that I didn't pay attention to. So I have to reevaluate myself, how I carry myself, and how I open my heart to people. That's on me. You know what they say? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. So I'm always accountable. Like, you know what? Nah, that was my bad. Should have saw the signs. I should have known. You know what I'm saying? I should have known. You was a piece of shit and I should have just flushed you. But I didn't. I seen hope in a piece of shit. I seen a glimmer of light in doo-doo. Because nobody else don't fuck with certain people. So what made me think that I could reform you? What made me think that I could help you? What made me think I can do something for you that nobody else wants to do? And it's a reason why nobody wants to fuck with you. Oh, shit. Now I know. That's really what it really is. You understand what I'm saying? That's all it really is. So I take accountability. You know what I'm saying? I just hope along the way of me making certain decisions that nobody got hurt, that nobody got harmed in my decision that I made. Because at the end of the day, anything you see on Doggy Diamonds TV, if it's an interview, if it's a guest host, if it's a co-host, anything you see, anything anybody else do, they always going to blame me because I am the person that everybody's going to want to take down, right? You're this. If somebody representing Vlad TV do something and they do something that they don't got no business doing, you're going to blame Vlad. You're going to blame No Jumper. You're going to blame the brand. You're not going to blame the individual because it's up to the brand to make sure that they're presenting the best thing to the people that can't be harmful to the people. So I always take accountability for shit. I'd be like, damn, that's my fault. Regardless, it falls on me. Regardless, I could be not even know what's going on. And it still falls on me. So I got to take, I got to be held accountable. Like, damn, shit, that's my fault. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody cares about nobody else. They going to blame me. You know, all the shit you talk, all this independence you have, all this bravado you got, all this fucking hell of a nigga manhood they got that you got. That's a threat, man. You a threat. Like, so nobody, it got to be a chink in your armor. It got to be something that they could just knock you down for because you're too confident. You're too by something. You're too well-spoken. You're too self-sufficient. You're too strong. So you got to have a weakness. And sometimes the weakness is not you. They'll go through others to get to you. And then you tell people, yo, be careful because they're trying to get me. And if you falter, they're going to get me via you. And some people fuck up and you're like, oh, man, they got me. You know what I'm saying? They fucking got me. And sometimes, you know, people didn't lock the door. You know, when you live in a house with other people, you know you locked the door. You could get two blocks away driving and say, did I lock the door? you ever happen to you? You drive two blocks away, you say, did I lock my front door? I don't remember locking the door. And you turn right around and be late as hell. You say, oh, I did lock the door. But sometimes you can't trust your instinct that you know you locked the door, but you're second guessing yourself. But when it comes to other people, you always going to second guess them. So sometimes you try to give them a layout like, yo, this, and this. And they don't take heed to it because certain shit start happening and people, you know, shit just get crazy. And then, yo, that nigga Doggy Diamonds, like, fuck y'all talking about? Oh, you such and such. Like when you go to the party with somebody, I'm the one that everybody know. My man started punching people. Yeah, that nigga Doggy Dimes is in there swinging on people. You know how many individuals got sued and lost lawsuits for shit they didn't do? Their entourage might have done it. And they can't say, oh, nah, it wasn't me. It was my entourage. Because you were snitching on your people. So sometimes you just got to wear it. You know, so again, in closing, you're going to see some wild shit. I'm not telling you not. It's going to be some shit you're going to see. But whatever you there for, stay on course. Go there for the mission. You there to politic. That's it. If you're willing to do something strange for a piece of change, it's available for you. That's it. But me, I'm walking in there as me. I'm walking in there with a mission. And if it's a certain type of party, I ain't going anywhere. I don't care who there. I don't care who's there. Because I already know what type of party this going to be. You there? Nah. Nope. Nah, I'm good, fam. Again, if I go on a party and I see Al Sharpton, I'm out. I'm not partying with Al Sharpton. It's just the truth. I'm not partying with, like, imagine you going to party and Jesse Jackson in there. Who's you going to say, yo, we was in there, that nigga Jesse Jackson. Fuck you doing the party with Jesse Jackson? You can't explain that shit. You in there with Jesse Jackson, and then you liable to see that Saucy Santana nigga walk in and shit, and you like, yo, whoa, yo, fam. It ain't your party. Everybody invited. So you gonna see some shit. And you gonna be in there like, yo. You know what I'm saying? You gonna be like, yo. Oh, nah, I ain't. That's my bad. Haters who come in the chat, let them do what they do. That's their job. I mean, imagine getting up every day and you know you failed. And it's like 10 o'clock in the morning. Just really think about that. Imagine it's 10 o'clock in the morning. You got up and you know you already failed. You already know you failed. You have no agenda. You have no responsibility. You have nothing to live for and nothing to lose. So those be the haters. Those be the haters. So I expect them to come say shit because it's their job to hate. They just don't get paid. They just want to engage you. See, instead of niggas saying, yo, what's good? They don't know how to give love because they don't know how to receive it. Those are dudes, you know, the dudes you walk past in the street and he got to have this extra bop on and his shoulders bravado. You know what niggas do? Test this, right? When you walk down the street and you see somebody, for them to have this bravado, first thing they do, they spit. Every nigga get that shit away. Say, look at the nigga spit. He ain't know what to do when I walk past him. So he spit. He couldn't even nod his head. He couldn't even say, all right, was good. Peace. He spit. They do it every time. Trust me. You're going to come back to me and say, y'all walk past this nigga, he spit on the floor. Because he was scared. Chief Red here, thank you for supporting my independent voice. That's why they spit. Most men do that. That's their nervous condition. You walk past them, they try to have this bravado, they want to be tough. And once they walk past you, you get up and they keep walking. Oh, you a bitch. That's why you spit on the floor. You didn't know what to do. We got too close to each other. You was one of them niggas in the comments. You don't know if I knew it was you. So now you a little shook. So you spit on the floor to show, yeah, nigga, you a clown. The niggas spit. I'm telling you, when you walk past a nigga, he gonna spit on the floor. That's some fake tough shit. I don't know what that is. Fuck you spitting for? You got a cold? I read all body. I'm telling you, me with body language, I read all body language. All body language. I know, listen, nigga, relax. I sometimes say that shit to, yo, fam, is it cool? Relax. Know what I'm saying? Relax. Niggas walking down the street. You know a nigga, seeing that he got that extra bop. Soon as you get close. Ah. So that was, what was that? What'd you do that for? Would you just spit on the floor for? You had to spit when we got close to each other? Or you, that's your nervous condition. Anyway, salute to y'all, man. Salute to y'all. Thank y'all for joining me tonight. I got to make some phone calls. I got a few people that's calling me right now, so I want to get to them. Holla, my partner's calling me, so that's some business. And that's some money. Business and money is the greatest phone calls you will ever get. An opportunity. This is what I'm saying to you. Business, money, opportunity is the greatest phone calls you could get. That phone call that you get to talk about people, to talk about some nigga rap shit. I don't like those calls. I don't want you to call me and say, yo, who you think is better? Damn. Come on, man. Like, please. Me and my cousin, right? My other cousin, not the cousin who played me. I ain't going to say his name because they going to know it's you. But me and my other cousin, we grew up as brothers. Me and all my cousins, we grew up as brothers, not as like cousins. We's all more like brothers than cousins because we all first cousins. We did some heinous shit in the street. Some fucked up shit, but as youth, you know. We be talking about cologne now and shit. And I said that shit to him today. I said, yo, you notice? We don't even really be talking about no bullshit. Like, we be talking about cologne and, yo, he hit me one day. Yo, they got Creed and Macy's. It's $375. I'm like, word? Oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's just the elevation of the conversation of people you have with. Of the elevation of the conversation that you have with certain people, it shapes you to where you're going to be and what you think. So, you know, when somebody call you and talk about some fucking, some rap shit or you seen what such and such posted and you know what I'm saying? Like, oh my God, like, give me a fucking break. Why the fuck everything we talk about is some rap entertainment shit? Like, we can't even talk no real life shit. Like, we got real life shit going on. Real life shit. I fucking put my flour tortilla on there. I got these low carb, high fiber tortilla, and I burnt that shit earlier. I only had two. I burnt one. I ain't got nobody to talk to. When I burn my tortilla, I need an ear. That shit hurt. I ain't going all the way to the supermarket to get some new tortillas, but that shit hurt. I had two. There's already 50 calories. So I'm in a caloric deficit right now. I burnt one. Who could I talk to about my burnt tortilla? But I got 100 people to talk about some, any day, any given day, to talk about some nigga rap shit. I don't care about that. I burnt my food. I had the flame up too high. I got an electric stove. Being cute, going to say, oh, yo, let me do something real quick. But my dumb ass put the stove on already, put the pan on, put the tortillas on there, threw my cheese and walked away for 1 second. Man, listen. That shit was black as hell. That shit hurt. I want to talk about shit like that. Give me an alternate. Tell me what I could do to save that. I'm not talking about, yo, you seen what Irv said? Who? I ain't watched that. You know what I'm saying? I want to talk to y'all. That's what I'm saying. Thank you, Jeff Spark. I like talking about cologne. I like talking about incense. I ate cereal too. I had to eat cereal. I'm not in a caloric deficit. I ate some protein cereal. I ate some cereal. Watch my old wrestling replays and shit like that. I ate some cereal. AJ Wise, thank you for becoming a supporter. You understand what I'm saying? Like, we can't talk about real shit. We got to talk about some real nigga shit for us to gain an audience. No, I be wanting to talk about real shit. I see shit. I know shit. Some of us is a ball of information that we don't get to spread the information because we don't think you want the information because it's not low vibrating information. I'm sitting there watching my old, my favorite wrestler used to be like Sid Vicious. I'm sitting there watching old Sid Vicious shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting there watching Scott Steiner go crazy. That's what I'm in here watching, and I burnt my shit. Fuck. I got scented candles too. I mean, see, I'm gonna tell y'all, y'all gonna know who I'm is. Bath and Body Works. That's all I'm gonna say. I got the app. That's how real it is. I got the soap. I got the app. I got the lotion. I'm Bath and Body Works, man. I bought my favorite candle is Marshmallow Fireside. They only make it seasonal. So when I see it, I go crazy. I got plugins in every room. I burn my incense. You know what I'm saying? I be on some real cultivated shit. I got my BCAAs that I got to drink. But I burn candles all day, incense all day. I got plugins. I don't play that shit. Be trying to create some ambiance. You know what I'm saying? I watched Kamala today, his first wrestling match ever. You know when Kamala came out, white people was like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I got fucking plugins everywhere. I've got my air wicks in every room. I got two in every room. I got in the bathroom. I burn incense. I burn candles. All that shit at the same time. We're going to have one big melting pot of good smelling shit. Maybe I'll cook. Be able to make a new smell. But I love like lavender smells. And I love that frosted cranberry go crazy. Not frosted flakes, cause that shit sugar. Woo, I ain't diabetic, but fuck around and be diabetic after eat some shit like that. I ain't no frosted flakes. I watch wrestling shoot interviews all day. Wrestling shoot interviews all day. My favorite wrestling shoot interviews ever to watch is the Iron Sheik. The Iron Sheik, rest in peace. Goodness gracious. The Iron Sheik is out of his mind. Mention Hulk Hogan, the Iron Sheik, if you want to. I like Yankee Candle. I don't think Yankee Candle is black. I used to rock with Yankee Candle. I used to get the votives first, though. I used to get the little votives. They used to be like, I would go there and get them because theirs is in Bed Bath & Beyond. A lot of the little votive candles would be in there like a dollar for one. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I burn the oils sometimes, but the oils could get a little messy because what I would do, I would get the oil burner, fill it up with water, and sprinkle like a couple of drops of oil, and that would last for a long time. So, yeah, my shit always smelled good. I used to be burning that Nordic oil, though. I ain't going to front. Oh, New Jack is wild. New Jack and Stevie Ray. Any Stevie Ray interview is wild. Ultimate Warrior was a custody to me. I ain't never really. But Stevie Ray interviews is wild. New Jack interviews is wild. I don't know what Tony Atlas be talking about. I'm just keep it real with you. Rap is just exactly like wrestling. Yankee Candle Company is in East New York. What, the headquarters? Yeah. All right, so yeah, let me go, y'all. I'll holler at y'all. Till next time. Jake the Snake, smoke crack.